It's no longer if it floods in Goshen, but when it floods. City leaders are coming together after the Elkhart River flooded major parts of Elkhart County. The National Weather Service says there was a double crest, meaning the water level has reduced but is rising again. Aaron Sawatsky-Kingsley is the director of the Department of Environmental Resilience. He's leading the way with a flood resilience plan.
The flood plan specifies a number of different strategies that we need to be pursuing in order to prepare for flooding.
This flooding has been an issue for a while now, but one major flood stands out for Danny Sink, chief firefighter in Goshen.
2018 was a combination of frozen ground, a tremendous amount of snow, and then a tremendous amount of rain all at one time when the snow thaws.
More rain in the area means more flooding.
The biggest shock for me is just the increase of heavy rain events that we are seeing, especially in wintertime.
Jason Kaufman is the Goshen Stormwater Coordinator. He and Sawatsky-Kingsley agree that flooding is normal in some areas, but it's not ideal.
Those floodplains, they should have water in them whenever we have a flood event. And so we want to see the water there when there's a flood.
Proposed solutions for the flooding include planting more trees to absorb water and making sure people know when a flood will hit their area.
Pay attention to the alerts that come out from the Weather Service that help us to predict where flooding is going to be.
The real safety tip is just to be aware. Again, be plugged into social media, TV, radio.
More information on the flood resilience plan can be found on the flood zone page of the City of Goshen's website. Amelia Lee, Globe News.